What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are at least partly open, 800-313-9443. So let's take a phone call from Jeff in St. Paul. Aloha, Jeff. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind? Okay, we lost Jeff in St. Paul. So the next one would be HB, initials only. So welcome to the show. What's on your mind? HB?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mike. Hi. You were short with that last caller.
That last caller apparently dropped.
Okay, I'm here. I was talking to my wife. Called in to make a comment about AOC. Just appearing out of nowhere and going right to the top of the Democrat Party. But my wife was telling me that she was in something called the Young Democrats or the National Democrats or something. So what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, she was obviously politically involved and liberal for most of her adult life, but she was literally recruited and groomed to run for office during the midterms.
And I don't think nobody's saying that, you know. I haven't heard anybody else say anything like that either.
Well, that's just from where I sit. That's the only thing that makes any sense because, you know, just being in the Young Democrats does not qualify you to be a member of the Congress. And if you look at some of her thinking, some of the outlandish things she's said and done, you know, I have to shake my head and say, is this really the best this country can do for representatives?
And how did they let Oman or whatever her name is go that far when she's such a fraud? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, they wanted to load up the ranks with, you know, attractive upscale females because they're going to be courting the women's vote next year.
Well, yeah, but I meant the Muslim aspect of it too, but, you know, I don't know. Welcome to the mainland. Oh, I was going to tell you, I've got a Muslim name if it ever comes to that. I'm going to be known as Knoxville Al Mufdaddy.
Okay.
So everybody needs to get him a Muslim name.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Bob in New Jersey. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. How are you? I hope everything's well with you and Claire. I just wanted to mention to you that there might be another way of looking at what Donald Trump did with Abu Baghdadi. To me, he was mocking the Obama's attack on Tim Osman, you know, the CIA boy.
Yeah.
And he was already dead many years before. He died of natural causes. In 2000, I believe it was December 2001. And they had
yes.
these staged press event and everything, and Trump did the exact same thing. I think this was a message to the other side. And he staged the attack while Pelosi and Schiff were in the Near East. So I think there's a little more to this story than meets the eye. I think he knew what he was doing. I think Baghdadi, well, the information I get, he's ISIS. Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. He's Mossad all the way. ISIS never attacks Israel because they're funded by Israel, and they're funded by a faction here in the United States, an alphabet agency beginning with a C. They need enemies. And as for the oil, I believe he took the oil because China is desperate for oil, and they may be forced to come to the table. And I know China would have had their eyes on that oil through Turkey. So I wouldn't be at all surprised that's what it is. And as for AOC that the last gentleman mentioned, she was auditioned for a part in the Justice Democrats, which was funded by George Soros, by Cenk Uygur.
Yes.
They ran 96 candidates in Democratic primaries, and their object is to take over the Congress. And it seems like they only got seven elected.
Yes.
And that with that, but the press goes along with them as if they're the majority. That's all I have to say. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Well, I like your observation that Trump may be grabbing Syria's oil as a bargaining chip against China. We certainly don't need the oil. We've become a very large producer of oil here in the United States of America. But again, I think the rest of the world is going to see this for exactly what it is, an act of international banditry.
And exactly, banditry it is. Yep. Okay, Mike, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. Okay, getting on back to the news here. Apparently, everyone has come to the conclusion that Russiagate was a complete hoax, was complete fake, trying to set Trump up. But the Spygate aspect of it is real. And they're saying Horowitz is about to prove it. Now, Horowitz turned in his report into potential FISA abuses to Attorney General William Barr almost 4 weeks ago. Interestingly enough, nothing has been leaked. And that in and of itself should be sending a message. And if there was anything that could be leaked from the report that would mitigate the coming fallout, we would have seen it by now. So this suggests that the report is incredibly damaging to the Obama administration. Boy, I sure hope so. Pat Buchanan wrote an article, "Is Trump facing a 1960s style revolt?" And, you know, they're talking about how Trump went to the World Series game the afternoon that Baghdadi was killed, and the people in the stands booed him. Well, I mean, Washington, D.C., only 4% of them voted for Trump in 2016. So he had to know it was going to be a hostile crowd going on in there. But again, and also, if you look at how much those tickets cost, you're not going to get your middle-class working Trump supporter in those bleachers. They're at home watching on TV, having a beer. So Nancy Pelosi has called for an impeachment vote on Thursday, except it's not really an impeachment vote. It's a vote on a bill to define the correct procedures to move forward with the impeachment, which are already defined in the Constitution, I should point out. And so, you know, she kept insisting, "I don't need a vote. I don't need a vote." Now she's trying to legitimize herself with a vote. And it's reached a point where Representatives Mark Meadows and Kevin McCarthy just called her out on it, saying, "This is all a sham. It's just political theater." So Pelosi has since said it's not a formal impeachment inquiry resolution. It just sets some new rules, and this is not technically a House resolution. So basically, she's backtracking, which I read as an admission that the whole process has been botched right from the very, very start. Now, Representative Jim Jordan is saying, if the vote goes ahead, it won't change anything. Absolutely will not change anything. President Trump has gone after Democrats on this impeachment thing, and he says Adam Schiff is a criminal. Okay, well, slap on the handcuffs here. William Barr says that the U.S. attorney investigating the Trump-Russia probe origins is making great progress. And he's defending John Durham as having a great reputation for nonpartisanship in an interview on Fox News, which doesn't mean he can't be threatened or bought or blackmailed. But I am getting really tired of all this teasing that's going on in corporate media. We're almost there. We're going to investigate. There's going to be an inquiry. We're going to go after all these people that you Americans know did all these horrible things. Now, there is a story that's out there. This came from 12160.info, that James Comey has turned. It is now agreeing to cooperate with investigators. I think this is like the second one. And now we're going to see a lot of them trying to make deals. It's like birds on a wire. So This came originally from Agenda 21 Radio. Former FBI Director Comey has turned against those involved in the attempt to remove President Trump from office. So we'll see what happens there. Now, another development in the Michael Flynn case. Apparently, Judge Emmett Sullivan had a comprehensive briefing by attorney Sidney Powell, who represents General Flynn. And after that briefing, the judge canceled the Flynn hearing set for next week. Now, we know Powell is saying, we got the FBI fabricating evidence to frame this guy. It's time to dismiss all the charges and just let him go. Flynn's still going to have all those legal bills to deal with. But, you know, he's got one heck of a lawsuit against the people who perpetrated this fraud. He could sue the FBI for defamation on the basis of their altering his FD-302. And again, in this age of digital recording equipment, why are they still using FD-302 forms? Which, as this case proves, can be altered, can be forged. So when you take a document and you're copying from one to the other and paraphrasing as you go, you open up at the very least the possibility of mistakes, at the very worst, cover up. And we saw that in the Vince Foster case back in 1994. Now, the courts have ordered the Department of Justice to turn over the secret grand jury materials from the Mueller investigation, and the Department of Justice is pushing back, saying it'll be irreparably harmed if Congress gets that information. So they've got something to hide. Wouldn't it just be wonderful if it all fell apart at the same time? March into Washington, D.C., we go along on tar and feathers, and we reset the government back to what it was when the Constitution and the Bill of Rights was first signed. Everything up to and including that 13th Amendment. Now I want to add a 14th Amendment in there. No more private central banking. Because that's what has brought the entire globe to the edge of collapse. Over in North Carolina, a panel of state judges are blocking the state's GOP-friendly congressional map from being used in 2020, saying it's very obviously been gerrymandered, you know, for political gain. This is a win for Eric Holder's initiative. We're getting word now that Joe Biden is going to step down from the presidential race because he's simply not getting the donors. Remember, I think it was last week, we were talking about how Biden had gone out there with the high ground saying, I'm not going to take money from the super PACs. And then late last week, he said, yeah, I need the money from the super PACs. And apparently the super PACs have a kind of ignored him. So we're hearing he's going to drop out. And that puts Elizabeth Warren in position number one. President Pocahontas. Boy, just imagine how that's going to look. All right, back to the phones here. Tom in Florida, aloha. Well, actually, no, Tom. No, go ahead, Tom. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. Your last few callers are really good. Speaking about that Omar, I believe now she has a white boyfriend. Have you seen pictures of her boyfriend?
Not really, Muslim, but then I'm not following the celebrity news these days.
Well, they had that on One American News where her boyfriend and she married her brother. I don't know if you know that. She was married to her brother.
Yeah. And that involved immigration fraud.
That is correct. And as far as AOC goes, I heard something about she's Puerto Rican, as you well know. There's something
yes.
about her in her family's tree about something. I can't remember exactly what it was, so I better not say, but I heard it was kind of leftist to the left. I mean, how she was raised and stuff. So kind of weird. I can't remember. I saw an article about that. I can't remember. I think it was in one of those scandal sheets. But anyway, yeah, Michael. You know, I heard Dustin earlier. You know, Dustin, he said he ain't going to ever vote. Well, he's not going to vote again. You know, New Jersey, you got a senator needs to go. His name is Robert Mendez, that jerk. You should get rid of that jerk off. You should vote him out. to try to vote some of those liberal, licky, kissy-touchy-feely Democrats you got in the great state of New Jersey. It's a shame. That state is the highest tax state in the country, and people are fleeing left and right out of there. It's just It's amazing how they're leaving there, going to the Carolinas and stuff, and they're right south. It's unbelievable. And if you want, Dustin wants that cold weather, stay right there in Jersey and have a good time. But, Michael, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Michael, another thing is, Trump gave a speech in Chicago. I was listening to it today about what's the crime rate in Chicago. He was in the city of Chicago talking about the mayor and the police chief didn't show up. The mayor is a leftist, lesbian, communist, Bolshevik. I mean, that was one time one of the, probably the greatest cities in the world, Chicago. Now it's what's that, Michael?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I heard a noise. Anyway, Chicago's gone to pot, let's put it that way. And we keep having, they're talking on One American News right now, Michael, I want you to talk about this. We're talking about in the Obama administration had all these illegals coming in here, and they were supposed to be taking their DNA. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, the DNA testing was supposedly to guarantee that children who were being brought in were really the offspring of the adults they were in the company of.
Yeah, well, the Mexican government's taking the DNA of the Guatemalans and Ecuadorians that are coming into Mexico trying to get citizenship there. Illegals that are pouring into Mexico, the Mexican government's taking their DNA. But the United States is not.
I understand the program basically just ran out of steam or ran out of money or was, politically incorrect. How dare you even think that these people trying to sneak into our country without being citizens would lie about something that important?
Well, exactly. Michael, let's get back to Donald Trump. Yeah, he's not the greatest president. Like I've told you in the past, he ain't no Teddy Roosevelt or forget that, but at least
he's not even Millard Fillmore.
At least you got a guy with Trump that brought out the immigration. You would never hear this out of a Democrat, Hillary or Warren or Biden. They would all shut their mouth and let them keep pouring in by the millions. So let's put it this way: you never even heard of the deep state, the swamp, and all that. And people are just attacking Trump left and right at baseball games. Like you said, Washington D.C. is 4% Republican, rest 96% Democrat. You know what? Root of base. That's another thing. I think all these sports now are rigged. You ever remember show that used to come on with was it the scientific show? Oh gosh, can't think of it right now. Can't think of the name of the show. Had an episode with the girl, the redheaded girl with Mueller and Mueller and can't remember the show right now. I went blank on the show. I was just thinking about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, in one of the episodes, they have the Smoking Man. You remember the Smoking Man? Yeah, in that show.
Oh, you're speaking X-Files.
Yeah, X-Files. That's it. In the X-Files. You remember what the Smoking Man said in that show, Michael, the one episode?
Well, I'm a big X-Files fan, but I don't remember, without more information, I can't figure out what episode you're talking about.
He's talking about the betting of the sports, and all the sports are fixed, and he's talking about the Super Bowl. And the Smoking Man said the Buffalo Bills will never win the Super Bowl. I don't know if you remember that episode.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought that was intriguing that in that X-Files one episode, the Smoking Man was talking about how sports is like basically fixed and they already know what the results are before the results come out. I thought that was really intriguing seeing that one episode. I'll never forget that episode. And they called him the Smoking
Man. Do you remember
Man.
The Chicago Black Sox?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what that was a big scandal with Shoeless Joe Jackson, I think it was.
Right? Yeah, and all the horse race fixing going on. I mean, anything that involves gambling, whether on or off the track, organized crime is involved in it, and they're going to shift the game to whatever's going to make them the most money. Anyway, Tom, we're going to let you go. All right, I'm going to hold you on. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
Hey, Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, you had one more thing you wanted to talk about.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Michael, did you have a chance to see the news on Newsmax, the thing about the Kennedy assassination? Robert Baer.
I think I did catch that.
That was very, very interesting. And I want to ask your opinion on this, Michael, because what he showed in that two-hour documentary is totally amazing to me.
Yes.
The month before Kennedy got assassinated, Lee Harvey Oswald went to the swamp and outside of Newark, I guess off the Mississippi River. Did you see that documentary?
I may not have seen that part of it. I mean, 2 hours is a lot of time to me.
Well,
are you talking about the time when supposedly he met Clay Shaw along the banks of the river?
No.
Okay.
No. He was training with the Cubans. They had Cubans.
Oh, yes, of course. Operation Mongoose.
Yeah, but what was really interesting to me on that was when, and this is all documented, you can bring it up on your computer, was really interesting what Mr. Baer was talking about was that J. Edgar Hoover had a memo that Lee Harvey Oswald was telling Fidel Castro, wherever he, I guess it was in Havana or whatever, and he's telling Castro, I'm going to take care of Kennedy. Basically, he's going to, you know, what he was going to do this to Kennedy. And Castro, being, of course, he was a communist leader of Cuba, he kept it quiet. He didn't let anybody know about it. But J. Edgar Hoover basically had a letter saying he heard that. I don't know if they had her tape on it or what. But how is that possible that J. Edgar Hoover had a letter and a lot Oswald's talking to Castro about what he's going to do to Kennedy?
And well, I got to be very honest. First of all, J. Edgar Hoover, you know, was no more honest than any other FBI agent, as we just found out through Lisa Page here. Second of all, the Oswald who went to Cuba was not the Lee Harvey Oswald. That was actually illustrated by photographs that were shown in Oliver Stone's movie JFK. So they just sent somebody down through Mexico over to Cuba saying, hi, I'm Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm going to kill the president. But you need to understand the original plotters of the assassination, they didn't want a Lee Harvey Oswald at all. They wanted a link directly to Cuba to anger the American people into supporting a second invasion following the collapse of the Bay of Pigs.
Well, exactly. And you're absolutely correct, Michael. But listen, Lee Harvey Oswald is on tape. It's all archived. It's everything. We're not, forget the Zapruder tape. Lee Harvey's on the video saying, I didn't shoot, I didn't kill anybody. And that, and they,
yes,
did that. They did the lie detector test on him, on his voice imaging, I guess they call it. And he passed the test. So when Harvey Oswald, 24 hours before Jack Rubenstein shot him, and I guess I was in the jailhouse in Dallas.
Yes.
Oswald was being interrogated by the sheriffs, and he's telling them, hey, I didn't shoot nobody. That's even on film.
Yeah.
So my point is, they know for the month before Oswald went to Dallas, that was a missing 30 days that nobody, and this guy on the Newsmax documentary, he actually found out where Oswald was. He actually pinpointed where Oswald was working in the garage and how, where he went to go train in the swamp off the river, the Mississippi, and then how it was tied in because, like you had mentioned, the Cubans felt betrayed that Kennedy backed out of the Bay of Pigs with the air support.
So did the CIA.
Yes, and this guy who brought this Newsmax documentary, Robert Baer, this guy was unbelievable what he brought out. He was thorough, and I mean, tell you, this guy's an ex-CIA agent, so it was really intriguing to see that program and to see how it all really went down. And Oswald, before he gets killed, 24 hours before Rubenstein shot him, Rubenstein, his name was not Ruby, he's another player. I want to get into that. You'll figure that one out. But yes, Ruby Oswald's basically saying, I didn't shoot nobody. So, I mean, this is unbelievable what's going on with this documentary here. It's explosive.
Yeah.
It really is. And then, you know, look, I don't know what to say, Michael, but like what's going on in the Middle East, all those countries in the Middle East now want atomic bombs. Figure it out. You know, look at Pakistan and India. They're ready to go at it. They both are nuclear powers. So,
yes,
if that ever goes down, that will be the ignition of the end of the world right there. If those two actually ever
remember
go at
Tom
it.
Lehrer? Remember Tom Lehrer? Wrote funny songs.
Yeah.
He had the proliferation song.
Yes. Remember that? Yep. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, anyway, well, we got to take another break. We got to take another break for commercials, and be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, speaking of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she is now out there claiming that predominantly white companies are helping hurricanes kill off predominantly black and brown lives. Now, I don't know how she got to that, but obviously playing the race card here. And just in time for the holiday shopping season, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has put out her very own 2020 wall calendar. And apparently the comment there is, not all sheroes wear capes. Just in time for the holidays, the perfect gift for all your friends who are too dumb to use a smartphone calendar or too dumb to realize what a phony AOC actually is. All right, let's get back to Katie Hill, who rose to political victory during the 2018 midterms and has now fallen from grace following revelations of her being a wild child. And I want to be a little clear here. I don't have a problem with her being a wild child. We were all young once. We all probably have done things we wish we hadn't. We're glad we survived. Let's be a little bit honest here. But yesterday, she announced her resignation from the House of Representatives over the scandal. And today she's come on back. She's issued a video saying that all of this was the fault of her abusive husband, the right-wing media, and GOP. That somehow they're responsible for the Throopa relationship and the naked bong party scandal. Now, the media is already out there. The corporate media is out there trying to suggest that she really did nothing wrong, even though Congress passed a bill last year banning what she did, which was the relationship with her staffers. So, you know, under the Me Too rules, hashtag Me Too, no person in a position of power can truly receive consent from a subordinate for a relationship. And it looks like the Democrats did not learn from the Al Franken episode. And Katie Hill is out there saying that this is just revenge porn, and she and her ex are going through a very nasty divorce. So, members of Flags Across the South are out there saying that the political divisions that we're seeing in this country are fueling rising concern over a new civil war. And I'm hearing more and more people talk about this. And, you know, it wouldn't be, you know, line ahead against each other as it was in the first civil war. It'd be more of a guerrilla battle. They're out there openly saying, yeah, it looks like one is going to come. And I hope he's wrong. That's all I can say. I hope he's wrong. All righty. Interesting little article. This was written by Alice Bird. And she starts out by saying, by quoting Thomas Jefferson, writing to Stephen William Smith from Paris in November of 1787, saying, "The people cannot be all and always well informed. Part which is wrong will be discontented in proportion to the importance of the facts they misconceive. If they remain quiet under such misconceptions, it is a lethargy, a forerunner of death to the public liberty. What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve spirit of resistance?" Now, what this article is saying is that basically it's time to start letting the government know we have reached our limit. She goes on to quote, of course, from the Declaration of Independence. "Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they're accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce some under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security." And the point that she is trying to make, at what point do the American people say, we have suffered enough? We have reached the breaking point. We will endure no more. I'm mad as heck, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Now, we have been very critical of the corporate media on this show for being such industrious and liars. But the fact is, it has been going on for a very, very long time. It's just that we, the American people, didn't see it. Now, Herbert Hoover built the Federal Broadcasting Shield in 1927. That was when radio broadcasting was really starting to make its way into the mass public, and they wanted to get a handle on it, just like they're trying to get a handle on the internet today. Now, Franklin Roosevelt fashioned it into a weapon in 1934, and the Democrats have never put it down since then. So the relationship between the corporate media lying to the public and the Democratic Party goes back pretty much all the way to World War II. and the press got politicized. Yet in school, your children are being taught, we have a free, unrestrained press. No, we don't. Been gone a long time. Okay, let's talk about the economic news here a little bit. Apparently, there's a phenomenon that has started to worry or excite investors. Companies that are missing their earnings per share forecasts are surging. And what's going on here is markets have learned economic data is irrelevant as long as you have a central bank that can create and inject trillions in liquidities just out of thin air. Corporations are issuing trillions in debt to repurchase trillions in stocks, which pushes the S&P to an all-time high. They're gaming the system to keep it going. Ordinary investors are out. I saw an article the other day. You've probably seen all these commercials on TV for, you know, doing online trades from home. And there was a study done that showed something like 98% of the people who engage in online trading are going to lose money. For one thing, they don't have access to the insider information. For another, they can't possibly compete with the high-speed computerized trading that goes on between the big brokerages. But according to this report from Deutsche Bank, we've reached a point not only are earnings misses by European companies not punished, they're being rewarded by the most on record. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Lenny in California. Aloha, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, thank you for taking my call. I would like to start off with Katie Hill. Now, okay. I have no argument with what you're saying. What anybody does with their sex life, that's their business. But I would like to talk about the obvious omission of the media, and that's that so-called Nazi cross near her pelvic region. Now, you know, yes. If that had been a picture of Trump, the media would have tortured. I mean, let's just go ahead. I'll use the word. They would have lynched him by now because of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the hypocritical aspect I have with the so-called liberal media. Okay. They can be conservative with information when they want to be, when it's to their convenience. Okay. But that's what they're being really quiet about. But I want to move on to, I think it was Frank from North Carolina. I think the gentleman's from North Carolina. I'm not sure, but when he brought up, when you guys were talking about Snowden, and
yes.
I remember that interview with Wester Tarpley way back then, and Tarpley said that the only reason that he was allowed to escape to Russia is that the U.S. was hoping to use him as a double agent against Russia. Okay, they let him escape to Russia, hoping Russia would snatch him up, thinking that he had information. But Putin has since come out and said he's not even interested in what anything Snowden has to say. He can stay there if he likes. If he wants to seek asylum and stay there, that's fine. But the Russians say they don't need anything from him. So I do agree
yeah.
with that, with you know, that's how that was played. But the Russians just didn't bite. Now, I want to move on to something that Tom said earlier. And I'm, like you, I am too a big fan of the X-Files. All the intricacies of it, and even down to the name, what was Mulder? And what was the other guy? What was the guy's name?
Mulder was the guy. Dana Scully was the girl, and
Scully,
Fox Mulder
exactly,
was the guy
exactly.
here. And I want to clarify my thing. When X-Files first started out and they were doing basically, you know, the legends we all grew up with, like Mothman and so forth, it was a fun show. Then they got locked into that plot and conspiracy with the aliens. And at that point, I kind of lost interest in the program.
Yeah. I remember when it went down that road. But I liked even the setup, the basic setup of it was, you know, Fox Mulder was supposed to, because if you notice, Scully was always, Fox I mean, Mulder had to bring her into his way of thinking. So even with the name, they set it up to the point that he had to mold her, Scully, who had an empty brain, in a sense, into his way of thinking. That's, I love how the show went on that level. Now, I want to, and the reason I'm saying that is to say this, is that I agree with Tom in what he's saying about the whole thing. This whole world is set up, and if you're not careful, you could fall right into it. When the one of the characters said the Buffalo Bills will never win the Super Bowl, there's a lot of truth to that. Now, I'm gonna tell you about a conversation I had with an NBA ref. We met on vacation.
Okay.
We remained friends after that. I'll give enough so people can figure this out for themselves, but I will not give his name. But if people just do a little research, they can figure it out. But I remember when Shaq and the Orlando Magic made it to the NBA Finals for the first time and played against Hakeem Olajuwon and the Houston Rockets. And I'm having a conversation with this ref, and I'm like, man, I'm like, you know, you should have fouled Shaq out in all four of those games. I mean, the guy,
yeah,
obviously, you know, he's a hack. You know, he can't play. You know, he's a brute on the court. And he said, we had our orders. This is coming from an NBA
okay.
ref. He said, we had our orders. So what does that tell you if the sports game is not rigged? But last but not least, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's been traced back to a financial organization belonging to Jeffrey Epstein that happened to win the Oklahoma lottery not once, but twice.
Yes.
So if you don't think the whole game is rigged, people, think again and start thinking for yourself for a change. That's about it, Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Debbie in Ohio. Aloha, Debbie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just got new dentist, so I sound bad. But
I don't worry about it.
Really
don't worry about it.
Say.
Okay.
The Federal Reserve is now giving the banks $100 billion a day. That's our money that they're giving them. And this is going to go on until we're ruined. QE did not stop. It continued. Tomorrow, Jerome Powell will decide for us. We're going to have negative interest rates. But it's good to the banks because they're paid for the money to get. They're trying to eliminate the middle class, and they're doing a real good job. And $100 billion, and it's going to go up. In fact, Trump said he wants it to be easier for the banks. How easy can it be? I mean, Peter, Justin, Tom, you all have to hear this. It's $100 billion. We'll never see this. And they give them to banks this money for free. That's all I have to say. I don't sound really bad. It's dentists. It's much better. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. And I know it's rough. Well, I personally don't know it, but, you know, I've seen it with my family and my parents and relatives. Getting new dentures, it's rough the first few days because your tongue doesn't know where things are anymore. But it will get a lot better. So just
Thank you.
It easy on yourself. All right. All right, so we're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the economic news. And Bob Schiller is out there saying, I see bubbles everywhere, and there is no place to hide. So we're getting all these warnings that the economy is about ready to come apart. And nobody seems able or willing to do anything about it other than just create more money out of thin air and try and inflate all the debt away, which, of course, is going to bring the dollar crashing down. And right now, our economy is dependent on other nations using our dollars, commerce, for which they pay interest. They all quit, and it looks like that's underway. Dollar is finished. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about the economic news here. And over at WeWork, they need a name change. We don't work. And soon it'll be, we failed. Thousands of employees get the axe. Apparently, the founder of WeWork is walking away with a golden parachute worth roughly $1 billion. And that's a big reason why our economy isn't working anymore, is because of the inequality. And it may well be that all of the bankers and CEOs and politicians know this country's headed for collapse, knows they can't stop it, so they're just going to loot the silver drawer and head for the border. So manager and financial expert Michael Pento of Pento Portfolio Strategies is predicting a brutal market meltdown in the coming year, saying the real inflation is already closer to 8% a year, thanks to the government and its phony CPI. So it's going to happen, and you need to be prepared for it. You really do. Okay. And let's talk about PG&E. Their stock hit a new low today. It's down over 28% today alone, and that's because all the investors know PG&E, they're going to get nailed for this one way or the other. They had another tower, sparked another fire. The rolling blackouts, 1.8 million without power is the last number that I heard. And they can't do anything about it. They don't have the resources. So there's poor people in California. Now, James LeBron, yes, he's very rich. He just bought a $23 million California home. And now because of the fires, he's homeless. I'm sure somebody will gladly take him in here. But at this point, fires and power cuts are turning the Golden State into a dystopia. And I saw a report just before we went to air here that the insurers are telling the people of California, go stuff it. We're not covering this. Over in China, we've been talking about this swine fever that is just devastating the pig farms. And it's gotten so bad that China is now reverting to using dog as a meat source. And we're looking at this massive global pork shortage, which makes me question that story we had last week about this supposed warehouse surplus of bacon. We're going to take a break now for station identification. We will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.